Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KGMZ FM and HD1 and KGMZ San Francisco, 95.7 The Game. Live from the DGDG.com studios on the corner of Broadway and Battery.
They just traded for a guy who won't be there longer than a year. He is definitely going to L.A. Yeah, how's that hot take doing?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you think he screwed up or not, the man made his choice, and it's not the choice we expected. Maybe Toronto can sell Kawhi on the idea of staying for a long time. DeMar DeRozan in a Spurs uniform. All right, so they traded an all-star for an all-star, a guy who is a heartbeat of a franchise. Like, he and Lowry are both very, very good. We'll see what he looks like in a San Antonio Spurs uniform. Not the worst trade for them. They're saying that the Raptors screwed up north of the border because in their statement announcing the trade, they didn't go out of their way to thank DeMar for all of his love and loyalty. I think they might have even mentioned Drake Knight.
I know when that hotline bling.
But there was no real thank you for everything.
But there was a very nice thank you from Drake.
And apparently, DeMar is pretty pissed off because about a week or two ago, he was told he would not be involved in a trade. It's funny. When a player leaves a team, they're selfish. When a team trades a player, just thinking about business.
Yeah.
It's amazing how front office forgiving fan bases are to their teams. But if a player goes out on his own to do something, he's a traitor.
Yep. Can't do that.
Very, very interesting. Some guy says, so Kawhi Leonard wanted to go to the Los Angeles Lakers. Greg Popovich hands him a fur coat and a guide to the metric system and sends him north of the wall. That is a god move by Greg Popovich. It really is. And so is this.
Kawhi conducted himself wonderfully while he was here. You know, he helped us win a fifth championship. He was a hard worker all the time. We wish him well. But at this point, you know, it's time to move on. I'm concerned about Jakob and DeMar and our basketball team, and it's exciting. In no way, shape, or form does it do any good to go back in time and talk about A, B, or C. It's time to move on.
The San Antonio Spurs press release announcing this trade glowed about the player that they have coming in from Toronto. Very complimentary to DeMar DeRozan. Very complimentary to Jakob Poeltl, who is also involved in the deal. It was like Kawhi Leonard was drafted in blah, 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 averaged this many points, played this many games, and that was it. That was it. There was no flowery. Kawhi helped win a fifth championship. We thank him for everything. I mean, it was basically the equivalent of a press release FU.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're ready to move past this whole thing.
Greg Popovich had zero smiles. He always has zero smiles when he was talking about this one. He said it's good for both teams, and I could see that. I could see how this works out for both.
This trade is going to be good for both teams. DeMar is obviously, you know, a four-time All-Star and an All-NBA player. He's been great in the community there, a team player, somebody that I've respected and watched play for a while now, and we're thrilled to have him here.
He's pissed. So, we're going to have ourselves a little name game coming up. All of our lines are busy right now intentionally. I'll let you know when to start calling in. We'll give you a little rule to follow. But we just had an awesome hour with Bruce Jenkins and Susan Slesser in studio, which meant we were unable to do our 5 before 5 at 4:45.
That's right.
How about 5 a little after 5 You're on 95.7 The Game. We did not make a new open, play the wrong open anyways.
Some things you need to know. Some things you want to know. It's 5 before 5 on 95.7 The Game.
5 after 5. Better late than never, don't you think?
As long as we're getting it in.
Number 1.
You did mention the DeRozan and Kawhi Leonard trade, Raptors Spurs. Here's the thing. Agree with me, hopefully, on that. You'll agree with me on this one. But this is par for the course being in the NBA, right? You can't. I know they're both very angry about the situation. Neither of them are happy about it. But this is how it kind of works. Like, sometimes you just, you get traded, you get moved, and you roll with the punches. You're still playing in the NBA.
When he said, I want to be traded, and I want to be traded to the Lakers only, he cut the leverage right out from underneath the San Antonio Spurs to make a good deal. So you go right back to, well, since you want out, we'll accommodate you, but we're not going to send you where you want to go. It is our job to get the most on return.
Right.
And I don't think there's any player that anyone was willing to give up who was an all-star the caliber of DeMar DeRozan. It's probably the best deal that they have offered, and it is the Spurs' fiduciary responsibility to make the best trade for their own interests and their fans. And the only thing that Kawhi Leonard really needs to do now is suck it up, Buttercup. Not worried about any more injuries. Stop complaining about your uncle. Stop hiding in hotels when NBA teams want to talk to you. And you also need now to learn the Canadian alphabet.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, B, D, Q, R, S, T, U, F, W, X, A, N.
There you go.
Nice.
Canadian alphabet.
I mean, if you want out, what do you expect? Like, oh, here, you want to leave me, so I'm going to make it very easy for you. No, you're going to send them someplace else.
Number 2.
All right, but speaking of, since they're both unhappy, I made a little list of all the great things about Toronto. It's not that bad, and there's some nice things about San Antonio. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
All right, here's why Toronto's a great place to be. It's very eclectic, very multicultural.
Yes.
You get the four seasons, if you like that sort of thing. You
sure.
get winter, spring, summer, fall. Public transportation apparently on point in Toronto. Very safe, low crime.
Very clean.
Very clean. A big foodie culinary city. So if you love to eat out, there's some amazing restaurants. The sports scene. I mean, you've got the NHL, you got the Maple Leafs, you got baseball, you've got the Raptors. They love the Raptors in Toronto.
Can I also tell you one thing that might be politically incorrect, but this is information you need? Sneaky hot chick city.
Really?
Sneaky.
Okay.
Sneaky. Like, Pam Anderson is from there.
See? Another reason to like Toronto. It brings me to my next sort of related, apparently amazing strip clubs.
That is correct.
I've heard. I've never visited, but and also they've got an incredible club scene because everyone's so tired of the winter. Summertime just goes off in Toronto.
They
soak it up with outdoor festivals and proximity to nature. Those are all wonderful things.
Toronto's a pretty cool town. It really is. I've been. I loved it. I want to go back.
So don't hate on Toronto. There's a lot to do there. San Antonio, not so bad. Think about the tax situation.
And don't forget the French.
The French.
Call it poutine.
Another reason to love Toronto. Taxes are great in San Antonio, so there's a plus for DeRozan since he's so upset. It's affordable, family friendly. You've got a lot of great things to do in San Antonio. My list not as long as Toronto, but hey, there's some good stuff for them too.
Tex-Mex.
Number 3.
What can you really
Tex-Mex.
Say?
Tex-Mex.
What can you really
Tex-Mex.
Say about San Antonio? They got a river that is a man-made river. They got an Alamo lost. It's an L. Okay, the Alamo is it's an L.
You're not too far from Austin.
That's true. That's true. Austin's
no, but
a
you
great
are.
Town.
But you are. You're still like 7,000 miles away. Everything is very far away from everything else in Texas.
But at least you're in the state of Texas.
Right, but the state of Texas, like that would be like, well, at least, you want to go to San Francisco tonight? At least you're in Wyoming. Like, that's how close you are.
Here's the thing, too. I mean, and they are devoted to the Spurs. That is a great fan base.
That fan base has won so much, it's kind of over it. You know, the
but they
zenith,
love their team.
The zenith of Spurs fandom, they're on the back end of that hill. The Raptors are still on the climb. Hashtag We the North.
We the North. All right. DeMarcus Cousins will be officially introduced in a press conference tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We'll be carrying that live here on 95.7 The Game. Showtime, though, has just released an inside look at his road to becoming a Golden State Warrior. Here's a little snippet.
We reached out to teams, the Pelicans. There was no offer. I understand. They're big, you don't want to ruin it, taking a chance on a damaged player. Cool. You know, we reached out to some other teams. We got answers like, we don't believe it's a good fit, or we got to see what we're doing with our roster right now. Like, just kind of just bull answers. And then it was some just flat out like, we can't take that risk. I had to prepare myself for the situation, the different possibilities that I knew would happen. Talked to Draymond, talked to KD, I talked to Steph, and they were like, hell yeah, let's do it.
So, Damon, are you getting Showtime now?
I feel like I need Showtime now. I'm still going to cite Desus and Mero as the number one reason that I need it. But here's the beautiful thing. Now that there is a show that DeMarcus Cousins does on Showtime, that's a write-off.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's a tax write-off. I can write it off. So, yeah, here I come, Showtime. You, me, Boogie Cousins, and Red Shoe Diaries.
All right, last couple things here because I know we're about to go to break.
Number four.
There is, to mark 25 years of Jurassic Park, there is a huge, massive statue of Jeff Goldblum in the middle of the Tower Bridge area in London. It's insane. It's incredible.
Why did someone put up a gigantic Jeff Goldblum statue?
I don't have any details on it except for the fact that we printed it out because it's amazing. 25 years of Jurassic Park. It's in celebration.
It's
Hashtag
not like
Jurassic
Jeff. It's not sponsored by Apartments.com. Doesn't he shill for them during commercial breaks?
I don't know. There's some Now TV attachment to it. And
The only thing I can tell you about Jeff Goldblum is that life finds a way.
Number five.
By the way, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, meh, didn't like it. Lastly, here, your favorite, Imagine Dragons, has been tapped by ESPN for the 2018 college football anthem with their song Natural.
Do you believe that you can win this fight tonight?
This place is officially lit.
Sorry. I don't want to torture you with the whole thing, but there you go.
There's nothing maybe more white than a broadcaster desperately trying to relate to his audience going, this place is officially lit. Get out of here, Merv. This place is officially lit. By the way, Imagine Dragons.
I know how much you love them. I know. Aren't you excited?
We're going to have a name game. We're going to do it next. Banana Fana, Faux Fana, all coming up here on 95.7 The Game.
Woo! Now back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome, welcome. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a brand new game here on the show that we've never played before. I believe it is user-friendly. We just need users. 888-957-9570 is the number. 888-957-9570. We are going to play the name game. The name game is based off the fact that your friendly host is two first names. Damon, Bruce, either could have been my first name. There are many athletes who fall into this category. I will give you no clues. You, the listener, the caller, will be able to ask a sequence of yes or no questions. A sequence of yes or no questions. Every single time you get a question right, you can either take a stab at who the athlete is, or you can ask another question to gain even more clarity.
More information.
If you're wrong, we move on to the next caller.
Yes.
So the more you listen, the more you pay attention, the more this player's identity will be coming into focus. So maybe being a caller a little later in the line is more of an advantage, although maybe somebody stumbles onto it quickly, in which case you wanted to be in early.
True.
So without any further ado, I wish us luck. I wish you luck. I wish all of us luck. We don't do a lot of game shows here, but we're going to do this today. And let me tell you what is up for grabs. Our first game show, we wanted to give away something very cool and unique, and that's exactly what I've got. I've got two complimentary dugout passes and two tickets to to enjoy fireworks Friday when the Bay Bridge series resumes. The passes will allow you to enjoy the fireworks from the dugout.
Ooh, it is 80s firework night, I believe, too, so that'll be fun.
80s fireworks night, Bay Bridge series, Friday. Two tickets to the game, two complimentary passes to watch the fireworks in the dugout.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool,
that
right?
Is,
that's a
fun.
Good prize. That's why we're playing a little something that we are going to call the name game.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for
the name game.
Starring anyone with two first names.
What's your name?
My name?
Dirt first. It's a funny name.
What'd you say his name was again?
His name is Ricky. Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby. He's got two first names.
Now, here's your host with two first names, Damon Bruce.
Thank you. It's nice that we pointed that out once again. Really is.
Just to be clear.
Welcome to the name game. Let's start with our first contestant. Our first contestant is Francis. Francis, you may begin asking your sequence of yes or no questions to try to identify who we're thinking of. And just so you know, I will let Gianna see who our name game name
got
is
it.
Today. You see who that
I
is?
Got it. Yep.
All right. So, Francis, thank you very much for the call. Begin your questioning, sir.
Is this athlete currently in sports?
No. That means we have to hang up on you, Francis. Sorry. He is a retired athlete, so he's not currently active. We go to the man who's next in line, Larry Taxi. Larry, begin your questions.
Hey, what's up? Hello?
Hello, Larry. What are your questions?
I'm here. Hang on. There you go. Hey, Damon.
Larry, are you playing the game?
Yes, I am.
What is your question?
Do I need a question?
Let's go to,
go to our next caller.
Suzette in Oakland. Suzette, what is your question?
You said he is announcer?
No. I'm sorry, Suzette. We need to move on. He is a retired athlete. He is not an announcer. Mike San Ramon. Name game. Yes or no question. What do you got?
Is this guy a former running back for the San Francisco 49ers?
No. Thank you for the call and thank you for listening. Not a former running back. Natalie in Hayward. Natalie, welcome. What do you got?
Oh, crap. I'm, like, drawing blanks right now. I'm sorry. Shit.
Natalie?
Natalie.
So we're 3 minutes into the name game, and I'm giving it a failing grade. I don't know about you so far. But, you know, we tried things during All-Star Week.
We're going to see it through.
Let's go ahead and ask Mike in Oakland if he would like to answer or ask a question. Mike, what do you got?
So it's confirmed that it's a retired athlete?
Yes.
From the Bay Area?
Yes.
Is it a former baseball player?
Yes.
I'm going to go with Dave Stewart.
No. But good job, Mike.
Yeah, well done. Good try.
Well done. You've given people a lot of questions, a lot of information in your line of questions. See, this is what we needed to get the name game going. We got JC, who is next in line in San Jose. JC, your questions. JC, I'm sorry, I didn't bring you up in time. What was your question?
Does this person play for the Oakland A's?
No, he does not. So that should probably narrow it down just a little. That was an important piece of information. Mr. C in the city. How are you, Mr. C?
I'm fantastic, other than the fact that my idea was stolen and now I'm blanking. So I'm just going to throw out Barry Lamar and get it wrong.
You did get it wrong. Mr. C, thank you. See, Bonds is not anyone's first name.
No. Mm-mm.
Lamar is good, but it's not the middle name game.
Yep.
Todd Mill Valley, you're next. By the way, we are playing tonight for two tickets to Friday's game and complimentary firework dugout passes after the game. Todd, what is your question?
Was he an infielder?
Yes.
Can I guess again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bip Roberts.
No, again, Bip is only Bip's first name, but and we already said not an A. We got Robbie in Fremont. There's a lot of information now.
Yes.
A lot of information.
Should be able to narrow it down.
Robbie, I hope you've been paying attention. You got a lot of information. Do you have a question? Would you like to guess?
I like to guess.
Go ahead, Bobby.
It's Robbie, actually, but is the player Gary Alexander?
No, it's not. Robbie, I'm sorry I got your name wrong, but you got our name wrong. We go to Greg in San Jose. Greg, yes or no question, or would you like to try to answer?
Yes or no.
Give it to me.
Did he play for the Giants?
Yes.
Will Clark?
We got ourselves a winner.
Congratulations.
There it is. Will Clark, you're the winner, Greg. Congratulations. Are you excited about two complimentary dugout passes, two tickets to go see the fireworks when the Bay Bridge Series picks up Friday in Oakland?
Absolutely.
Congratulations, Greg. I'm going to put you on hold. You are the first ever winner of the name game, and you can pretty much tell everyone that you went where no man has ever gone before. There we go.
Good job.
So there you go. It's the first edition. The name game broke slowly out of the blocks. Then we started finding our stride.
Yeah.
Then we started running a little, and then we sprinted towards a nice finish. And I think that the more we do it, people are going to catch on how it's done.
I think so. And I think after hearing people do their questions, people kind of got a little bit more of an idea. So, yes.
By the way, we are going to go ahead and do another name game tomorrow. How about that? We're going to do it at the same time tomorrow. We'll have more tickets to the Bay Bridge Series to give away. Probably not any more firework passes, though. That was today's unique prize, and
I do hope
you enjoy. Someone's like, that was a pretty good game, DB. Someone's like, that was an absolute disaster.
I'd give it a C+.
It's all in the ear of the beholder.
It wasn't that bad.
Hey, by the way, is an on-air presence, can't you please round that up to a B-?
Well, I like to keep it real.
Thank you for keeping it real. We do like to keep it real here. Kevin Durant used to keep it real.
I don't give a damn about no damn Drake Knight.
And now, Drake, he's got a new favorite NBA player, and his name's Kawhi Leonard. I know when the hotline bling. Kawhi Leonard traded, not to the West, not to the Lakers. Kawhi's going to have to pick up the metric system along with his luggage at the Toronto airport because he's going to be a Raptor. And there's a lot of people, an awful lot of people who think it's a disaster because he doesn't want to be there. And maybe it will be. Maybe it will be. Maybe the Toronto Raptors 3-4 months from now are thinking, we need to trade him just to get something back from him because he is not going to re-sign, and he's made that abundantly clear. He made that on the day the trade happened. There's a lot of things in my life, Gianna, that on the day that it happened, I did not like it. And then I settled into it.
Grew on you.
Not only did it grow on me, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. I really think that Toronto's going to fit well with DeMar DeRozan, with
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard, and DeMar DeRozan is going to fit well with the San Antonio Spurs. Spurs not nearly going to be the defense-forward team that they were without Kawhi Leonard, but that might be exactly what the Raptors need to get them over the top in a now, it appears to be wide open, Eastern Conference. With a trade today, Kawhi Leonard is probably sitting at a 50% shot at being in a conference finals next year. If you're in the conference finals, you're 4 games away from the NBA finals, which I do hear is the goal.
I think that's the plan.
That is the goal.
Maybe he just needs a little time to warm up to the idea. You know,
exactly.
Sometimes just shocking at first.
Maybe he's going to really like that fan base. Maybe he's going to really like that city. Maybe he's going to really like his new teammates. Maybe he's going to really like that culture. Maybe some girl's going to give him some really good nookie, and that'll keep you somewhere that
whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of things about Toronto that are so much better than San Antonio. It's not even funny. You just got upgraded, buddy. The culture shock will be for DeMar DeRozan going to San Antonio. He's going to show up and be like, what, queso? That's it? That's all you got? Queso? Really? I think it's going to work out a little bit. Having said all that, I still think the biggest move, maybe so far of the NBA's offseason, is Trevor Ariza is no longer a Rocket. That, I think, might affect the way the West shakes out more than even LeBron joining the Lakers. That sounds nuts today. It might be proven nuts tomorrow. I think LeBron and the Lakers are at best. I mean, everything went perfect. Nobody got hurt. At best, a 4 seed. At worst, you're the 8. I don't think it's a... Here's who I know right now in the West has a better team than the Lakers. The Warriors, for sure. I think the San Antonio Spurs, for sure, still. The Utah Jazz, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the Denver Nuggets. I don't know. Nah, definitely not the Dallas Mavericks. Portland? Maybe. Houston? Definitely. Phoenix? Can't count on them yet. And I don't have the entire conference up in front of me. I'm sure I'm missing someone out. The Clippers, they don't matter, but they could be a playoff team. There are a lot of things that LeBron and the Lakers need to leap over before they're really ready to fancy themselves a contender. And there's a lot of teams that are not going to be looking to put in a new system, a new player, a new language for everything. They're just going to keep on trucking with the progress that they've already had. We got the perfect guest for this coming up, by the way, a little bit later on tonight, about a half an hour from right now. Mark Medina is going to join us live in studio. He, of course, covers the Warriors for the Minnesota. He covers someone who's like, here, Damon, Minnesota Timberwolves. Yes, absolutely. Timberwolves, better. New Orleans. Yeah, I think so. Better. Right now, the Lakers will be worthy of keeping an eye on, seeing it all comes together. But right now, opening night, yeah, I think those are better teams. Mark Medina used to cover the Lakers. And I'm sure there's no such thing as buyer's remorse for anyone who now gets to cover the Golden State Warriors. This is the most unbelievable story we're ever going to really have dropped in our laps, probably in our broadcasting, writing, covering sports lifetimes here in the Bay Area. This is so unique. This is so special. I doubt he's got any buyer's remorse being up here, but covering the Lakers next year is going to be an exercise that we haven't seen in a really long time, and it's going to have that many people paying attention to it. Like, the Lakers are always a big deal. They were still a big deal even when they sucked. Now we're going to see LeBron take that brand and put it in a place we haven't seen since Kobe was there. And we'll see what the Lakers end up doing for LeBron's brand, which last time I checked was pretty healthy.
Yeah, it's doing all right.
The brand for baseball players, they wish it were as healthy as the brand for NBA players. They get to enjoy more publicity just by people tweeting about them than baseball players could hire an actual publicist to get their name out. Like, in order for a baseball... Basically, today, Rob Manfred, the commissioner, talking about Mike Trout, said Mike Trout needs to build a better PR team around him to get his message out, to get his image out, to get his popularity up. I don't think anyone has ever said that to an NBA player. An NBA player need not bring his own name to social media on a daily basis. Social media is going to do it for you. More people do the heavy lifting. More people carry water for NBA players talking about them incessantly in the public domain that you don't even need. Like, the best advertising is word-of-mouth advertising. And the word-of-mouth advertising on the NBA and its players, its stars, it never changes. And you can say, oh, you know what? It's all about one guy. We cover the entire league through the premise of one man. It's LeBron and then everything else. I'm not here to tell you you're wrong. You might even be right. But the LeBron and everything else, people know who that everything else is too. We might just categorize it at that, but it stayed with me since he said it 2 days ago on the show. When we had Seth Everett on from the Home Run Derby, Seth joined us and said, here's the problem that baseball faces. You could walk to any person at this Home Run Derby tonight and say, Draymond. That person would then turn around and say, probably, Golden State, Michigan State.
Yeah.
Like, they'll even take it a step further back to his college days. You could probably go to every single section in that baseball stadium and say, Draymond. And everyone in the aisle would be like, Green? Of the Golden State Warriors? Is that the Draymond you're talking about? If you went to an NBA game and asked everybody to pick out a picture of Bryce Harper, they probably couldn't.
No.
Some could. Mike Trout, probably. Bryce Harper, he actually gets his face on TV a lot. Mike Trout, most audience members could hit Mike Trout with their car driving home tonight and wouldn't know it until they checked their wallet. They checked his wallet.
Right.
There's no way.
Exchanged IDs, and you're like, you're who? Yeah.
And that's a serious problem that baseball has. Baseball doesn't have a population constantly discussing their superstars. The population on Planet Sports is constantly discussing NBA superstars. And we talk about loyalty. Loyalty is maybe the missing ingredient, like there's too much player movement. I used to say that one of our disconnects with how passionate we are about a team or a sport is free agency. Like, if you grew up rooting for Team X, you basically had the same four or five core players on Team X for the better part of a decade, which helps familiarity, which helps people who want to go ahead and buy the jersey of the player that they know that if I root for him today, I won't feel stupid. He'll be traded. He'll be here tomorrow. And I thought that player turnover had an awful lot to do with maybe some of the disconnect. And I think I got to scrap that theory. I really do. You look at some of just the movement around the NBA. This is a tweet from a guy named Brian Witt, who is the digital content producer for the Warriors. And at the end of the 2015-16 NBA season, so we're talking 2 years ago, Kevin Durant was on Oklahoma City, Boogie Cousins was a King, LeBron was a Cav, Kyrie was a Cav, Kawhi was a Spur, DeRozan was a Raptor, CP3 was a Clipper, Blake was a Clipper, Paul George was a Pacer, Jimmy Butler was a Bull, Isaiah Thomas was a Celtic, Carmelo was a Knick, and Hayward was in Utah. What a league.
Wow.
In 2 years, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 huge names all changing scenery. In the NBA, one guy can put on a Superman cape and change the fortunes of your franchise. There is no sport that really lends one person's movement doing that unless that person is a quarterback. And you don't see great quarterbacks getting traded all the time unless you're thinking of one guy in particular.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
That's another subject entirely. I used to think that player movement was bad. We have superstar movement rampant over the last 2 years in the NBA, and it's never been more popular. So I guess I can throw that theory out.
Well, I think people do become attached to players, obviously, and maybe you just sort of kind of follow them throughout the teams because you get a little used to it.
You know what, though? It's a generational thing. What? Clicking the refresh button to see it new is exactly where we are in society. People don't appreciate loyalty or commitment generationally nearly like they used to. I mean, I say it's the Twitterization of getting to know people. Like, you know, in order to enter a relationship in the past, you'd get to know somebody, and then they would start revealing who they really are to you. Now when that process happens and someone reveals someone to something that they don't like, not a breaking point thing, but just, I don't like that about you, they immediately go on to the next. Like my generation, people who are older used to have to, you know, like, okay, so maybe that's strike one, but three strikes and you're out. Like, mm-hmm. people are so ready to just swipe left the minute they're uncomfortable, the minute they don't like what they see, swipe left, reset it, bring it in, someone new, every day, all the time, then I think that that societal conditioning has reprogrammed the way that we look at sports. And then you get Kevin Durant joining the Warriors and everybody hates it because that was way too much player movement. He was just a little too good for people to like that. Oh, but Blake to the Pistons, whatever.
LeBron to the Lakers, whatever.
I know when Blake got sent to the Pistons, nobody said that that ruined the NBA. But it happened.
Well, and you know, NBA players, they're stars. They're superstars.
They are.
So different than in comparison to how baseball players are viewed at times.
It's really funny. I remember vividly when the San Francisco Giants introduced Barry Zito at his first ever press conference at AT&T Park. Zito, a really good-looking guy, walks in on the dais. He's sitting there with Bochy and his agent and Brian Sabian. And like for a minute, I was like, who's the handsome guy? And it wasn't until his face was framed in a baseball hat where I'm like, oh, that's Zito.
Because you recognize him.
Right. But that's not even a helmet. That's just a hat.
It's a hat.
NBA players are the equivalent of sports naked mm-hmm. in front of us. It's just a jersey and a pair of shorts and a pair of sneakers. And they become maybe not household names, but household faces. You see them, you recognize them, and I don't know. Maybe it's the hatted, hooded sports that need a little work. When we come on back, we're going to talk about one of those hooded sports, Robert Klemko. They got to wear a helmet in football. Very important. Football helmet. Look at it this way. It's still a dangerous game, even if you're wearing the helmet. Robert Klemko wrote a very interesting piece, and we're going to get into that before Mark Medina joins us live in studio here on 95.7 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.